But today we are going to stay very 30,000 feet. As Joy and Jim and others know, one of the things I do in my job is organize these kinds of conferences on a national level. And I'm constantly telling our presenters, get in the weeds. The attorneys don't want to know the policy stuff. They want to know how this works in the real world. And I'm doing the opposite today. I'm going to tell you about sort of the grand, lofty conversations we've been having, but also about the law at the federal level as it currently exists and where it might be going, and my conjecture as to where it's going, and then talk a bit about state law and where Texas fits into that. Overall, what we have are two sort of competing, for a long time, competing interests, although now I think we're moving into a place where we're more balancing them than having them fight. And those two competing interests are the value of data on one hand, which I think everyone can agree is a value. There's no question that the more data you have, the better you can individualize and improve instruction for kids, balanced against the privacy interest at stake. But one thing that will be a theme of the conversation today is that the privacy interest that we've been talking about for so long, now we need to start talking about what is the harm we're actually trying to identify. As we're in conversations at the federal level about how to legislate around this issue, the question we frequently get is, okay, but what's the harm? Yeah, so Google has your browsing history. Why is that bad? You know, beyond the creepy factor, we need a little more, something that you can put your finger on so we can legislate about it. And that's the conversation that we're moving toward now.